A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Now, as Jesus approached Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the road begging, and hearing a crowd going by, he inquired what was happening. They told him, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." He shouted, "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me." The people walking in front rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he kept calling out all the more, "Son of David, have pity on me." Then Jesus stopped and ordered that he be brought to him. And when he came near, Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" He replied, "Lord, please let me see." Jesus told him, "Have sight. Your faith has saved you." He immediately received his sight and followed Jesus, giving glory to God. When they saw this, all the people gave praise to God. The Gospel of the Lord. The other day I heard about Mike. He was a little guy, but he was a valuable player on the football team, although he never actually played in a game. The coach and the other team members wanted him to be with them because he was such a wonderful person to be with. Even though Mike was never on the field, his dad attended every single game. Towards the end of the season, Mike's dad died. The day after the funeral was the team's last game. No one expected Mike to come, but there he was, begging to be put in the game. The coach decided to let him play, to console him for the loss of his father. Mike turned out to be a fireball, running, catching the ball, blocking, even scoring. They had never seen anything like it. And after the game, everyone crowded around him to find out what had happened. Mike simply said, "My dad was blind. He never saw me in uniform. He never saw me on the field. But now he is in heaven, and he can see me play." The man who is blind in today's gospel enjoyed a spiritual insight that other people did not have. Many people had seen Jesus' miracles, and they were all crowding around him. But they remained blind to his true nature. We, too, need inner sight so that we can see below the surface of our everyday lives and understand the deeper meaning of things. This is part of the Holy Spirit's gift of knowledge, which enables us to properly evaluate all created things and their true value before God. The Spirit's gift of knowledge unmasks the emptiness of created things outside of God by putting first things first. Through true knowledge of God and ourselves, we begin to glorify the Lord in every circumstance of daily life. And this is what inner sight gives us. We know the blind man had once seen, because in the original Greek he says, "I want to see again." And Jesus emphasizes this by repeating his request as he speaks the healing words, "See again, your faith has saved you." Did he lose his sight as a boy? Or perhaps he was a grown man and lost it in an accident? Whatever the cause, his situation now was that much harder because he knew what it was like to see. He missed the colors of the earth, fields, sky, faces, and clothes. There's another interesting insight from the Greek. Our evangelist uses two completely different words to describe the sound of the blind man makes. When the blind man shouted for Jesus' attention, there was a noticeable urgency in it, but his first cry was simply to let Jesus know of his existence and need. But later, when the bystanders told him that Jesus wanted to see him, the blind man shouted so much louder that some people told him to be quiet, but he would not be stopped. He shouted with every fiber of his being, for he was desperate, and now was his only hope of ever seeing again. It was the instinctive shout of an ungovernable emotion, a scream, almost like an animal's cry, a cry of desperation. The blind man was determined to come face to face with Jesus, and nothing would stop him. He refused to be silenced. He refused to be stopped or restrained. His sense of need drove him relentlessly into the presence of Jesus. If we want miracles in our lives, then we must show that we really want them. A gentle, sentimental longing or wishing doesn't tap the power of God. We need the passionate, intense desire of the very depths of our heart that will not be disappointed. The scriptures also say that Jesus stopped, and when Jesus stopped, all heaven stopped when he heard the one cry of human need. Healing meant the beggar had to walk away from his former way of life and everything familiar into the unknown as a new disciple of Jesus. We all have blind areas in our lives. Fortunately, the Lord only gradually reveals this blindness to us, usually one area at a time. For we are weak, and our own reality is often too much to bear. Jesus is constantly passing by our way each day. In the moments of awareness of our sinfulness, like the blind man in today's gospel, let us cry out with all our might to have the Lord come to us and heal us and save us anew. In this way, our weakness becomes not an obstacle, but a path to greater closeness and intimacy with Jesus. We can then take our rightful place following him as his disciple. We can slough off the encompassing facade of independence and self-righteousness and live in the full reality that we are truly children of God. This last week of the year of faith is a precious time to win souls for the kingdom. May each moment be a moment of healing and salvation for the world. Saint Ephrem the Syrian wrote, "The light came into the world to give sight to the blind and faith to those who lacked it. The beggar's hand was stretched out to receive a penny from human beings and found himself receiving the gift of God." We too have the same opportunity as this blind beggar every time we approach the altar to receive and be touched by our Lord and Savior. Let us always stretch out our hands with longing and to desire to receive the total fullness of God's blessings, Father, Son, and Spirit. Amen.